The Portland Cello Project plays in venues across the nation, from concert halls to loading docks. The 10-piece ensemble introduces audiences to everything from cello-only arrangements of classical music to adaptations of Kanye West. One of their most recent stops was in the orchestra room at Highland Mountain Correctional Center, a prison for women located in Eagle River. The facility started its own orchestra more than a decade ago. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman joined them.
Members of the Highland Mountain Correctional Center Orchestra sit in the brightly painted tile room, warming up on their instruments. Among them is Winona Fletcher, who's been in prison for more than 3 decades. She says she joined the program 5 years ago because by that time, she had already gone through all of the institution's other rehabilitation programs. But this one changed her. For the first time in decades, she felt
normal. Feel a little, not so unhuman. It's better than what I normally feel, I think, because I feel a little more free. You know, music kind of just has that effect, just lets you escape for a while, so.
Now, she's the orchestra clerk and helps the teacher care for the instruments in the music room. She says being in the orchestra taught her discipline and how to work with the team.
It's something that I think everybody should, have to experience.
The group launches into a difficult piece focused on staccato rhythm. Though she's played for audiences of 300 people during the orchestra's annual holiday concerts, she still found playing for the 4 members of the Portland Cello Project nerve-wracking.
Because you don't want to mess up, but then we haven't been playing these songs for very long, so we always want to do better for people who are professionals, so.
Portland Cello Project Artistic Director Douglas Jenkins says this is the first time they've worked with a prison orchestra.
One of the big missions of Portland Cello Project has always been to bring the cello places you wouldn't normally see it in order to bridge communities together.
He says the cello is a powerful instrument because its tones echo the range of the human voice, and they want to show people it's not just a vehicle for Beethoven or Bach. They got their point across to Cassandra Haneke, who started playing with the Highland Orchestra about 10 years ago.
The versatility, how he could play like a guitar and the strumming.
Haneke says the violin plays many roles in her life. It's a connection to her stepdaughter, who's learning the same instrument, and the vibrations heal her spiritually. She also sees it as a way to give back.
Some way somebody's going to be touched by it, and it gives the opportunity for us to help somebody else. The beginners ask for help all the time. So even in this environment, we're helping somebody else.
For Fletcher, learning new techniques from the Portland Cello Project and listening to them play gives her something to aspire to.
And I'm so grateful, that they come in and, it's their time, and we're blessed that they actually give us that, so.
The Portland Cello Project is playing a concert for all of the women at Highland and will be at the Anchorage Performing Arts Center this weekend. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.